Councillor Constable. Welcome to this meeting of the local review body, Tuesday 21st of October. The agenda. Any apologies?
Apologies here from Councillor Baxter, Councillor Beattie, Councillor Devink and Councillor Imrie.
And the order of business?
Is as printed in the agenda, Chair.
Are there any declarations of interest? If you want to make them as we go through the paper, that's acceptable. Item 4, minutes of the last meeting. Takes us on to item 5, which is just to note the decisions at 5A, land at Old Pentland Sawmill, and item 5B, 18 9th Street, Newton Grange. Item 6, land at 15 Armours Road, Dalkeith. Peter will take us forward.
Thank you, Chairman. The report relates to a review submitted regarding the erection of a satellite dish, TV aerial and supporting column at land at 15 Iron Mills Road in Dalkeith. The proposed column will be 6 metres high with a satellite dish up to 60 centimetres in diameter positioned at a height of 4 metres. A TV aerial will be positioned on top of the column. A plan and application for the proposed works was refused on the 13th of February 2014. A copy of the decision notice in the officer's report is contained in today's papers. As you're aware, you carried out a site visit yesterday, the 20th of October, and the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following today's discussion and decision, a decision notice will be issued through the Chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Any comments?
Study is marked retrospective, so what we saw yesterday is up there and working, is that correct?
No, sorry, Chair, I should clarify that. If you remember, we described where the column was going to be with the sort of apparatus, but there was a temporary arrangement to the side there, so that part's retrospective. That needs to come down if you minded to grant permission for the new infrastructure.
Chair, I was on a site visit yesterday. I mean, what I was wondering, if, and I'll maybe take advice from the planning officer on this, if the column that's there at the moment was moved to be in line with the rest of the street lighting that's there, which is running along the basically the line of the road and the pavement, and it was a similar type of column to the lighting column, which is the, you know, the wider bottom narrowing at the top, and I think that would actually make it quite a tidy arrangement, and you know, I would think, you know, for that point of view, I wouldn't have a major problem with it. But I mean, I think, you know, rather than what's there at the moment being replicated, I mean, make it actually in keeping with the rest of the columns that are along, which will be along the same line, and it would just be, it would look like a lighting column, basically with a satellite dish on the top of it. I mean, I don't think that would be a bad arrangement, really. So.
Yeah, Chair, I mean, if the local review body minded to grant permission, we can condition that so it's the same height of column, same form to it. Like you say, maybe move it forward to it's in on the edge of the site so it's in line with the others. If there's any issue with reception, then obviously the applicant will have to come back to us, but we can, that can be changed. Yeah, okay, Chair, just to confirm then that grants permission subject to the condition making sure the column's designed and positioned so it relates to the existing light columns. Yeah.
Which takes us on to item 6B, the land at Glen Ord, 17 Broominow, Lasswade.
Thank you, Chairman. This is the report that relates to a review submitted regarding the erection of entrance gates and fence at land at Glen Ord, 17 Broominow, Lasswade. Planning permission for the proposed works was approved on the 14th of July 2014, subject to a condition requiring the gates to be painted black. The applicant is requesting that planning permission is granted without that condition. A copy of the decision notice and the other papers are contained in today's report. The local review body carried out a site visit yesterday and saw that part of the gates were not painted black. The review is to proceed by written submissions, and as before, following today's decision, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the case file.
I think on page 67 of the report, the second paragraph states it fairly. The colours, I agree with that, they're very subtly painted, and it's in this thing, and I would have no problem with that either.
Bob, I wasn't quite clear what you said there.
Sorry, I was referring to the report on page 67. The second paragraph refers to the painting, which is very subtle, and I agree with Alex, Councillor Bennett, that we should permit this on these grounds there.
Black.
No, I'm holding the appeal on the grounds that the painting is virtually black. It's very subtle, and I can see no real objection against it.
Just to clarify that, page 67 is the applicant's statement. Just to confirm, then that's the grant plan permission without the conditions, so the gates can effectively stay as they are.
Which brings us on to item 6C, land at Hurstead Avenue, East Houses.
Thank you, Chairman. The report relates to a review submitted regarding the erection of a veranda at 6A Hurstead Avenue, East Houses. The proposed veranda is to the front of the property and comprises a raised timber deck running the length of the property and projecting up to 2.5 metres out from the house. A 1 metre high balustrade will enclose the deck, with the exception of a central opening area where the new entrance to the property will be formed via timber steps. The underbuild area will be enclosed with timber boarding, and a roof over the veranda will be tied into the existing roof. Planning application for the proposed works was refused on the 8th of July 2014. Again, in today's papers, we've got a copy of the decision notice, the officer's report, and the relevant applicant's review statement. There was a site visit yesterday, and the review is to proceed by written submissions. After today's decision, a decision notice will be issued and made available on the public file.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, I was on the site visit yesterday, and I have to say that I mean, the buildings, as they are, the new ones, I mean, certainly from a personal point of view, I wasn't too impressed with them. But I think on what's proposed here, it's probably a bit more in keeping with the older properties round about, and I think it might add something to that property. And it was noticeable that a couple of the other houses in that street also had standalone decking, which I think looked a bit more not in keeping with the rest of the houses. I would think I would be prepared to accept that they uphold the appeal.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. You can clearly see, for having been on the walk around yesterday where we went with the planning officer, that just along the road there are very similar bulbs. Whilst they don't go the full length, it's be a matter of a couple of metres or such, but you can see through the papers where there are descriptions and clear photographs of houses, very similar sized houses in that have what is proposed here. So with that, I'd be quite happy to second and Councillor Rosie's motion that we grant this appeal.
Thanks. I'd agree with that. I mean, on the site visit as well, I mean, I used to work with the coal board up there in Newton Grange, and I mean the houses for a long time were in pretty much disrepair, but I mean a lot of them have been sold now, and there are a lot of them are actually different. They're not as uniform as they were, and I think the comment right about the two porches that are actually slightly apart, I mean it's not actually going to be dissimilar, although it's a traditional build, as to what's actually going to be put forward to this one. I sometimes think, you know, when they build all the new houses, make them all the same, but that's not necessarily what every family needs. And sometimes, you know, a wee bit of a little bit of leeway sometimes with applications. It wouldn't go amiss because every family actually has got a different need. And, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with this going ahead at all.
Okay, thanks. Anybody supporting the planners? No?
Okay. Yeah, Chairman, just to confirm, that's the granted planning permission subject to the conditions which are referenced in the report, which basically tie the materials into the existing house. So make sure the roof tiles tie in, make sure the timber's the same colour.